Yes, welcome once again to another edition of Geek Culture Congress. I'm one of your hosts, as always, Louis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez, accompanied by Joey Franchise, the world-famous DJ and influencer worldwide. How you doing, sir?
Not bad. Caught me in the middle of eating some Skittles, but it's all good.
It's all good. It's all good. And then, of course, on my right, Michaela, how you doing? How you been?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Hello, yes. I'm good.
Yeah. Oops. Are you doing good other than that? Other than being good, better than good? welcome to, thanks for everyone who's connected with us live right now on the Checkpoint XP Twitch channel. And we're going to talk, man. We're going to talk some Falcon and Winter Soldier episode 4, a.k.a. John Walker Has No Patience.
Word.
And can't fight good.
can't
fight good except for the end. And diving into the show, I mean, I think the show should be named also AKA what it means to be a super soldier, or what it means, and also what it means to be Captain America too, because all the dialogue was definitely built around that. Like, even, you know, the question, like, you know, the question, should you take the super serum and super soldier serum and stuff like that.
Yeah, that was like a bold question to ask.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, definitely. What do you think, Joey? What did you like about the episode the best?
I liked everything about it. I like how you see. I like how the build up for John Walker is how it's turning out, because you know you get this guy, they make him likable, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh, why are Falcon and Winter Soldier being an asshole to this guy? He just wants to team up with them and kind of they're all on the same path. To try to take down the Flag Smashers. But then you see the buildup as in how he turns bad and how he seeks validation from Battlestar to actually take the serum now. So now he it's obvious that he's taking the serum. You saw when he got into that fight towards the end of the episode where he bends the pipe. He has that little raid, the rager. I'm sure we'll all dive into in a second.
Well, you know, if I got beat up by the Dormilaje, you know, I probably will take it too. What do you say, Tarek? Tarek Lewis, actor and comedian extraordinaire. Welcome to the show, sir. You enjoy John Walker catching the fade there, or
let me just say something. You're supposed to get beat up by the Dormilaje.
There you go. See,
you're not take supposed the fade, to beat
and
them.
That's it.
Like,
yeah,
my man gave him the biggest heads up. Like, I've only been beaten in this fight maybe like 2 or 3 times. I don't know if that's a lot, but it feels like a lot.
But how many fights have you gotten into altogether?
7. I'm over 500.
All right, that's not bad. You're over 500. You're straight. I'm right in the same category. I probably lost maybe 1 or 2, and I've gotten into like 6 in my lifetime.
Yeah, I'm over 500. So I'm not the expert on this. But when I know this, when someone says, hey, you don't want to do this right now. You want to do something else. That is the best advice. So he was humbled, and people are making it like he was humbled by just better fighters. And sometimes it happens. Sometimes it happens. A lot of it's American arrogance. A lot of it's white male arrogance. A lot of it's Captain America, I got a vibranium shield arrogance. But, you know, he probably not going up against people who have vibranium weapons, too. And they wore his ass out. So I liked it. And I think you also needed it as a plot device to, make him take the serum.
Definitely, because he was like, man, they're not even super powered, though. Like, they were just, you know, trained better than him.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Even Bucky and Falcon, you know, had issues, you know, even though they held their own for the most part.
I would say this, Falcon with wings is serious. Like, he's a serious fighter when he's got the wings on.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
without
he's legit.
Without the wings, he's okay. He's still okay without the wings.
He's still got hands. Listen, if Falcon walked into our podcast and started throwing punches with us, he might take us all out.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm not gonna make assumptions about Michaela, but I know the two people to the left of my screen, y'all get worn out by anything.
I'm an old man, so I'll take the fade. That's okay.
You take the fade, dog. By a trained Sam. But
what did Eazy-E say a long time ago? Short guys don't fight.
Right.
Michaela, what did you like best about the episode this week?
Well, I loved Sharon Carter because I feel like this even proves more that she is the power broker.
Oh, we're going to keep, we're going to hold this.
I think she is. Come on. She's got to be. She's got to be. It's too secretive. And her going past all those guards and her having that little.
She beat them up, though.
I know. No, no, I know. But that could be all. It could be all a front.
She killed them. Like, those are assets she killed.
No, no, no. You were thinking of the ones at the at the storage.
Right, the storage units.
Yeah, you were thinking of the Madripoor. In Madripoor.
Yes,
definitely. Am I right? I don't know.
You're right.
I think
I still
think she is the power broker, but I'm not sure. But obviously the second best part, or maybe everyone's favorite, was seeing how real superheroes could turn bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in real life, I mean, look at all those people with the phones out at the end of the episode with John Walker just completely killing that guy.
Right. But that was a progression through this whole episode. I mean,
of
you
course.
Know, he picked up the vial, he caught the fade, and, you know.
But it's all in here.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
it
nothing to do
mental.
With the muscle. It's all
right.
mental.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, you could kill someone.
And it's the pressure of the shield, too. I mean, like, you're Captain America, dude. And you just got beat by the Dora Milaje.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have the super soldier strength to hang with the people that you're chasing right now. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Did anyone think that Zemo was going to take the serum?
No.
He had no doubt.
Super soldiers, no.
You had no doubt in your mind? I had no doubt. I was like, maybe he's being tempted.
I did. For a moment, I thought maybe.
And then, Zemo took it?
Did you think that he was going to? Because he was looking at it. And then he just kind of started stepping on it. I thought for a moment that, he may change his mind. And like, okay, if I'm a super soldier and I can kill everybody else, and then, you know, it'll be done. But, yeah, he didn't. He stayed true to his – that was the contrast. He stayed true to his principles, and John Walker did not.
Well, John Walker never said he wouldn't be.
Right.
Did he?
Well, he was trying to stop them from spreading the serum, and then he ended up taking it himself. Where Zemo was like, no one should have it. You know, they had the same goal. They had the same goal. But he ended up compromising where Zemo didn't. So now who's the villain?
But also what forced him to do it is he asked his friend, would you take it if you had a vial? And he said, yes. So John must have been like, okay, this is like a for sure I should take it.
Mm-hmm. But you know, compare to contrast the dialogue. Remember that it was the conversation with John Walker and Falcon when he was asking, would you take the soldier?
Yes, yeah,
and he
of course.
Was the original sidekick to the original
and
Captain America.
No.
And
yeah,
he said
I love
no.
that.
Then
mm-hmm.
he asked his new sidekick and his second, oh, hell yeah, I'll take it
and
right
they
away.
And either of them weren't in the same room as each other.
No,
so
they weren't.
For,
I mean, but,
for them
but
to have
it
that conversation.
It was
cool.
a compare and contrast between mm-hmm. the two sidekicks, you know, or the mm-hmm. two partners.
It's hard.
The original Captain America and the new one.
Listen, man, I hate to go here with it, but that's where we are. It's hard to ask a black man under 5'10 whether he takes a superhero. Listen, historically, I'm supposed to be able to dunk and, you know, be faster than everybody, and I don't know what, you know.
Well, then I have a question. Do you think his answer would have been different if he hadn't met that black super soldier?
Whose answer?
Falcons. Sam.
Yes.
Do you think his answer would have been yes, he would have taken it?
I think you asked Sam 30 minutes into Winter Soldier, being lapped by Captain America every time. He's like, I'm taking the serum. Sick of this. I think Sam with, you know, with wings and the I forgot the little bird thing that comes off his, the little robot that comes off his head.
Red wing.
And seeing that he can run with the Avengers and seeing Natasha and Hawkeye.
I mean, he got his butt beat by Ant-Man. Remember that?
Yeah, he did. But Ant-Man doesn't have powers. He doesn't have powers. He's just using devices.
He's a suit.
Sam is like, you don't need that. Like, we can equalize this. We don't need it. And I think they made it. It was a great episode because they definitely said, I think Zemo said exactly. He was like, I'll give you Captain America. I'll give you Captain America, but I'll give you that. But everyone else who's gotten these abilities.
They all changed.
He said
that there's never ever going to be another Steve Rogers.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
I think that's really the point. And that makes the whole show more valid to me. Because it's like, oh, okay, if they're going to be throwing around these secret, you know, super soldier serums, then what makes Captain America so special? Now we're kind of like, oh, that's what makes him special.
Because of his person, because of his personality, because of his morals and the way he approached.
He was a good person because he was this tiny little shrimp. You know, he was this little thing that he learned.
Yeah, I would not give that super soldier serum to, like, Kanye.
No.
Well, no. So, you know, it was really
end
was
of the
really,
world as we know it.
So, a couple things just want to know about the show. Did we all forget that it started in Latveria, which is Dr. Doom's country?
Latveria?
Yes.
Was it?
Yeah. They were there?
They're teasing all this Fox stuff, and I'm liking it.
That's a list of names that I messed up. But,
Latveria, how did I not peep that? Was that in the last episode?
Yeah, Latveria is Dr. Doom's country.
I know, but was that
and apparently it's a neighboring country to Sokovia in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I don't know.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
How about the comic book?
Are you sure?
Yes, I am. Yes. Yes. Go ahead and Google it.
I'm
fact
Googling
check me, Terry.
Right,
go
yeah,
ahead
I'm
and fact check
to,
me,
I don't
Joey and Terry.
I'm typing. I'm like,
I don't think in the comic book they're
no.
They're close.
I think they went to They were talking about Latvia. Latveria is different from Latvia. Latvia is an actual country.
Latvia is a real country.
No, but Latveria is the country that Dr. Doom.
I know
from.
He is, but they didn't mention that in the last episode.
No, they didn't.
Latvia.
It was just a little, you know. We didn't notice it because it was like titled like they're walking at the end of the episode 3, I believe. But nobody really latched onto it.
So you're telling me we've done four episodes of this podcast and we haven't touched on.
No, he said
no,
it was the end
it was
of the third
episode.
Episode.
End of the three, when end of the third episode.
Okay.
Because this is the beginning of the fourth. They're still in that country and they're talking to, trying to find the Flag Smashers, remember?
I'm going to let that slide, Speedy, but I feel like we're going to get fact checked.
I'm fact checking as we go.
Was it the end of the Madripoor episode?
But,
that's the last episode.
We had Madripoor, and now we had the country where Dr. Doom's
so this
be
is the fourth
from, so.
Episode, then?
Yes, this is the fourth episode. Fourth. That's right.
Okay. They
I was
never
confused.
Mentioned in episode three, they never mentioned Latveria. They said Zemo told Sam something about Sokovia being cannibalized by its neighbors before the land was cleared of rubble and erased from the map. So that was like. That's the Easter egg everybody's kind of going in about.
No, literally, at the end of episode 3, it said on the corner where they're at.
It's Latvia.
Yeah.
Riga. But it's not. Latveria is spelled different from Latvia.
I'm telling you, it was spelled the way in the Marvel, like the comic. I'm telling you.
I've watched the episode like 3 times.
Don't make me pull up. I'll screen
we need
share
to do this right
Disney
now.
Disney Plus right
go
now.
Go on your hack Disney Plus account and find it.
Oh, Disney Plus, thank you.
I bet you that shit says Latvia. Riga. Riga to be exact. The city is Riga.
Okay. Does it say Riga?
Yeah, it's Riga, Latvia.
They got a whole elected Congress, Speedy. You're disrespecting. They got 36 representatives.
Hold on.
This is great, though. This episode's already gone off to a great start. This is dope.
I just want to see it.
I don't know.
Watch. He's digging through it right now.
Right.
Yeah, Baron Helmut Zemo travels to Latvia with Sam Wilson and Bucky Barnes in their next mission. Hold on. Zemo reminisces about his home country, Sokovia.
Yeah, that we're talking about.
There are theories forming that these neighbors could potentially be the
Riga, Latvia. God damn. Right.
Latvia, though. Yeah, the rumor. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, me fuck, yo.
But you're not, here's the thing. He's not OD wrong. There are Easter eggs, and that was line. That was the dialogue.
Like, right, but it's like comparing Senegal to Cincinnati. You're like,
there you go. Exactly.
It was just Cincinnati in that one. Like, it was the Senegal, dog. I feel like I saw Akon running around in the background. That's not Cincinnati. That's different. Like, I didn't see, you know.
Did you catch the line that when the person that John Walker killed was actually a Captain America fan at one point.
He just got dusted
by the new Captain America.
Who wasn't?
Yeah. That was like the irony in the whole episode.
Let me ask y'all this as a, you know, on the fly. Who's the villain in this season? Who's the villain?
I'm going to say, I even said this from episode one, John Walker.
You think John Walker's the villain?
It was the villain from number one. Well, like, they're young kids. Yeah, they shouldn't be killing people, but they're not getting the guidance they need.
They're messed up from the blip, so they you know,
they need help. At least that they're pretty much asking for help from Sam. They feel like they can't get help because they think that he's on John Walker's side as well.
Yeah,
this is like superhero Snowfall. This is like Snowfall. Like, I don't know if you guys are watching Snowfall, but there's no good people in Snowfall. I kind of feel like. I don't know who I thought the girl was going to turn and be good. And then, yo, she straight murdered homeboy. I don't know if she meant to do Bravestar. I don't know if she meant to do it, but man, when she did, it was like, ooh. Yeah.
I mean, that's the only guy that doesn't have the fight skills like everyone else. They could have killed him.
He had about the same fight skills as
not as her.
As John Walker.
I should say when they went into that fight.
Right.
John Walker was a super soldier then.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely
he was the only one with a disadvantage, so
he
was gonna die. No, like it's weird for me to say this, but when I saw that guy in episode one or two or whatever, I was like, that guy's gonna be killed. John Walker is gonna go nuts when that guy is dead.
He was the red shirt.
And he ended up being dead, and I'm like, knew it. I knew he was gonna die, but I didn't realize that John Walker was gonna kill this like young adult.
Black Star, that was his name? Black Star?
Battlestar.
Jesus.
Black Star is the rap group with Talib Kweli and Mos Def.
Black Star is the hip hop group.
Battlestar.
I missed the name too. Let me give you credit because I called him Brave Star. I was like, Marshall
Brave Star. Well, he's Dead Star now.
No one's really dead in Marvel.
That's true. Right? That's true.
A friend of mine was watching and said, the new Captain America, was he wrong? Was he wrong in doing it? And it's like, if you're going to the code of Captain America, yeah. But if it was my homie, absolutely not. I don't know. It's like, was he wrong?
Mm-hmm. That's street rules right there.
It was an eye for an eye.
Yeah.
I mean, he can't be Captain America anymore, but definitely. If we were quitting here, was he wrong?
Yeah. He could be a thunderbolt.
That's true.
He could be a thunderbolt.
Apparently they dropped. They just dropped a little teaser.
He was U.S. agent in the comics.
Yeah,
he's like Nomad or U.S. No. agent.
What Steve Rogers took, and he kind of did the Nomad thing because after Infinity War.
Oh, I see. Yeah, Civil I see. War, you're saying was, so U.S. agent. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they just didn't use a Nomad title, whatever. But
I don't think he's dead. Though. I don't think Brave Star's dead.
Maybe he could be like crippled for life or something. Something.
I think they're gonna give him the serum.
He's gonna show up in Doctor Strange and he's gonna start walking again.
First off, I think they destroyed all the serum.
Could the serum bring people back to life?
But they still have. I mean,
no, there's no more.
There is no because that guy is dead too, right?
All the samples is destroyed.
They're gonna find one.
Yeah.
Well, because they said the power broker told. The girl, I don't remember her name.
Yeah, does she want? Oh, he wants it back. She's the only one that had him, and now she lost him.
The power broker wants it back, but we don't know if that's the only.
Right, that's true.
We don't know. I mean, they could.
I don't know. I think that's it. I think that's a wrap. I think that boat has sailed, but I don't know.
How many episodes left?
Yeah, there's only like two. Two more. That's it. This was, no, four. There's seven, I think. Because this was four.
There's six.
I thought it was six.
There's only six episodes.
So there is two more left. Mm-hmm.
Two more, yeah.
Sadly. This has had to be the my favorite episode out of WandaVision and both Falcon Winter Soldier. This had to be the best.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you think
so? Best put together. It felt Marvel. It felt like the MCU. And it felt like the Russo brothers.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it had a little spy, a little political intrigue and stuff like that to it. Which I like it. I mean, that's the world.
I personally like when Vision was like, all right, hold on one second, dog, before you punch me again. Maybe look at it a different way. I personally like where Vision was like, all right, man, let's just stop fighting and look at this a different way. And
the
then
logic.
I guess you're calling him like white man.
He defeated him with logic, literally.
Yeah, he defeated him with logic. I personally like that episode out of all the things I've seen so far. Yeah, was that the very last episode? Yeah, I like that one out of all the ones I've seen. Well, he was kind of like, let me just talk to you for a minute.
The only thing I think is suffering a little bit in Falcon and Winter Soldier is the I just don't not feeling the I mean, I guess there's some empathy there for the Flag Smashers.
You said that last
time. Yeah, I still don't feel that. Like,
you don't
I feel like
it?
I feel like there's no
even
like there
they
wasn't
had
enough
a
time.
This time.
Like there wasn't enough time to explain like what happened to them. Like and I get that. I guess it's the storytelling of how many episodes they have. Like there hasn't been like a little scene that show like what they went through or at least like or a flashback or something. I don't know. I just don't feel like I was like okay.
They're refugees
and they're mad and they
I thought
whatever.
They did that great in this last episode. I thought they explored that
a little bit.
Like, you know, I think there's a moment where she says that there were fences up where we couldn't go. And then
they kicked out of their homes.
Yeah, and they kicked out.
In their own country.
Maybe because there was no visual with it, it was just dialogue. Maybe that's why I still feel this way, but I don't know. I mean, it could be just done that way because there's just not enough time in whatever how many episodes they have to.
I guess they assume that if you watch that episode and the episode before that and you saw, like, the abandoned building they're living in to feel that sympathy.
Right.
But there might have more to do with it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
In the next two episodes, maybe.
I heard this.
Maybe we just seen the heartlessness of Speedy. Maybe this is why.
I'm pretty cold and cutthroat when it comes to my plot devices. Okay.
Yeah, he's like Speedy, Spikey, wherever the fuck your name is.
I need more meat. Sorry.
Wow. Pause. Yo. So episode 5 apparently has a cameo, huge cameo. That a lot of people have said that it's a well-known performer, quote-unquote.
I'll believe it when I see it. Because
Damn,
we're still waiting for Mephisto. We're still waiting for what
we're
else?
Not waiting, we thought.
We're still waiting when the gentleman who plays Vision said that it was going to be an awesome cameo and it was himself.
He said it, yeah. It was himself.
That was slick, though. That was smooth.
Listen, man.
Well, he said not cameo. He said it's a person I've always wanted to work with.
He sold the episode.
I don't care if it comes from Mikey Sutton. I don't care where it comes from.
Yo, y'all got sold on Mephisto. I don't know where. y'all coming with that.
I mean, if you have Agatha, you'll want to think Mephisto, too.
I should pull up the first appearance of Mephisto, how much that comic book is going for right now, so you guys could be like, oh, my God, that's incredible.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's like Alonzo from Training Day. In the end, like I wouldn't be shocked. Like I'm not making any expectations, but I think this one was full of great appearances. The Dora Milaje again, them appearing, even though we knew they were kind of going to appear, but like all of them appearing, this is the best Dora Milaje scene we've seen.
Definitely,
in all of Marvel.
So?
Yeah. We didn't really get to see them.
Derek, have you seen Black Panther?
Yeah, but they got kind of beat in Black Panther. They got beat by...
when they went to go get Lupita Nyong'o's character.
Not Shuri. She's not Shuri. I forgot her name. But she was not a part of the Dora Milaje.
No, but they came with him. They came with...
Only one of them came. We got to see all of the Dora Milaje acting.
You're right. Honestly, they should have taken the shield back. I was like, take that shield back. Take that shield back. I'm like, that's vibranium. Take it.
It's a classic horror film mistake. Take the shield.
I think they should have taken the shield so that he could take the serum.
No, they're fighting. They're fighting next episode because there's already a teaser trailer that was
Dora Milaje,
already. No, not Dora Milaje. Falcon and Bucky are going to fight John Walker next episode.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. They've been teasing that the whole time.
He's taking back the shield, definitely.
It was like watching In Vogue beat up Color Me Bad. It was great.
Do you think Carly's going to take go after Sam's family?
No. I don't think that is, no.
No, she's on his side after seeing him do this. But the thing is, she's going to be even more in fight mode because the U.S., I'm going to say it now, is going to defend him. The U.S. is going to be on his side, and that's going to even put Sam and Bucky in a weird position, and it's going to make her go even more crazy.
Wow.
I think, because that's their man, you know? And think who's running the government now. They're gonna cover his butt.
Yeah, they anointed him, you're right. But she's going to see the threat of super soldier serums.
Possibly.
I think she's going to understand the threat of it. And
she's going to feel like they need it more.
It'd be great.
Where are they gonna get
it from? It'd be great if she becomes the new Captain America. She can't. She can't. Maybe she'll become Nomad or something. But she can't become Captain America because she kills many people. But it would be great to see her take the shield. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. There's a lot of possibilities as a person in the creative exploits. There's a lot of possibilities you can do.
I think after seeing Isaiah Bradley that Falcon has a lot more reason to pick up the shield now.
And see. Well, they haven't thrown that shield in the trailers, and we haven't seen that yet.
Well, this is the episode.
It's probably going to be the fifth episode then.
Yeah, it's probably going to be the last where he's tossing it around in New Orleans where he's at his
he's
practicing with it because now he's going to be the next Captain America or
they're going to fight and he's going to grab the shield.
Yeah, definitely.
He's use it as a weapon too.
Maybe.
But let me just say this though, they made Falcon way more cooler than he ever was in the comic books.
Yeah, he was kind of like the sidekick in the comic books, and then later on,
when he became Captain America in the comic books, it was cool. But he's like, he's competing. When he has those wings on, he's competing. I thought it was going to look like Woody Woodpecker fighting a lion, but you know, it actually looked pretty cool.
Oh,
I'm gonna go against what you said. I think he's not as impressive as the others in this series.
Oh no, definitely not as the others.
I think he's a smart man. I think that he has integrity, but I think that Bucky and all the others like outshine him. In my opinion.
Bucky got his whole arm taken off, Michaela. Like,
I know.
We didn't even talk about that. They had code there to make his
arm fall.
Doesn't mean he's not strong.
he would have been fine.
Just with one arm.
He was shook. He's the second most shook person in this episode.
When I saw that, I was like, "Where's Rocket at? Is he going to take it? Is he going to take the arm?"
Oh man, nobody told me the change of my title. The show's going to start momentarily for like 30 minutes already. But it's all right.
Oh, at least we're alive.
Yeah, at least we're alive. At least we had the show. We had some kind of a show on live on the air.
You can't blame me.
It's okay.
I made my
That's what happens when you work all weekend. You make little mistakes like that. Let's talk about, let's do housekeeping. Let's get into some Godzilla versus Kong because we never really got into it and about all everything that happened in the movie. Of course, spoiler alert, of course, for that as well. After we already spoiled episode 4 for Falcon and Winter Soldier. Godzilla versus Kong. I wish I would have seen it in the movie theater.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really? It's that, you know, I didn't have any problems with the plot per se. You know, I mean, I thought actually they did a very good job of trying to explain like why these monsters are fighting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What do you think, Michaela?
I think it was better than King of Monsters.
I think it was better. I mean, we're expecting King of Monsters.
No one cares about the human drama.
Right. Yeah.
Get to the monster fighting.
I felt the same thing about this show. I was like, okay, I'm not going to care about the human drama, the stuff that they're going to try and introduce me to. Let's get to the battle, right? But then I did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like, okay, it's cool.
But it made sense. It wasn't like, my parents are divorcing.
Yeah.
Millie Bobby Brown, we do not care.
Right. What about you, Joey? Did you like the actual prelude to the fights? Or are you just not there for it? You're just like, whatever.
That movie was terrible, bro.
Yeah, okay. Say it, bro. Speak your truth.
Pardon me. I need my sugar for the day. So I'm eating Skittles.
I'm gonna fly away from the camera for water. Speak your truth.
But yo, I mean, They don't need this human aspect, like this human, what do you say, like the dialogue to get us through the movie. Like, it's cool to, like, have somebody like, Millie Bobby Brown, who's pretty popping with, you know, Stranger Things, amongst other things. Brian Tyree from ATL?
Yeah, Brian Tyree, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he's dope, too. So it's cool to see them kind of get, like, some shine. But, man, was the dialogue, like, all those scenes were so bad. Like, we're here to see monsters fight. The whole Hollow Earth threw me off, too. They contained Kong on his own island. So they built a containment facility.
I don't know. A lot of billions and gazillions of dollars that came from nowhere. So let me rephrase what I said. I went in there with the lowest expectations possible I've ever had for a movie, for the drama, and I was okay. You know, all right, I'll accept it. But I wasn't like, I was like, okay, I'm going to wait. I'm expecting some great drama here. No. It's Godzilla versus Kong. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What do you say, Tarek?
Yo, crazy, man. First of all, Kong wasn't on his island. He was at an Amazon factory, the one in Lakeland, Winter Haven. I've seen it. He was working at Amazon, very clear. I don't know how y'all missed that. I think the, what was it called? The inner planet, whatever it was called.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Hollow Earth.
Whatever. Hollow Earth. I think that's their version in the old Godzilla movies. They have Planet X. I think that's their version of Planet X.
Yeah, I agree too. Right.
And we'll just do this inner Earth thing. The human dialogue, it was not great, but that's not what I was there for.
But you had low expectations too, right?
Yeah, it's not like that. It's not like I was there for. It's like, see? Like Joey, if you find a pork rind or a Dorito in your Skittles, are you really going to be like, this ruined the Skittles? Like, nah, you're just gonna eat the rest of the Skittles. Like, so that's how I thought about the human dialogue. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna throw an onion ring in my French fries. All right, I'll just keep it moving. I thought the fights were great. You know, they were point shaving for Kong, clearly. Like, they clearly wanted Kong to win.
He caught the fade. He took the L.
He took a couple L's.
Many,
I mean,
many.
Took a couple L's. He did come in clutch for the Mecha Godzilla.
They had to bring him back to life.
Yeah, they had to resuscitate him.
That was a little. I was just like, eh.
I thought it was dope how quickly they turned on Godzilla from the last movie. Like, they were like, oh, Godzilla's cool. Like, oh, no, he's got to go. We gotta get him the fuck up out of here.
I mean, come on. The company was called Apex Predator. They're number one.
Yeah, I thought it was good for what it was. It's like, you know, I'm not watching Transformers, you know, to see Mark Wahlberg and his daughter. But if you mess up Optimus Prime and Bumblebee's relationship, I'm mad. They got the Godzilla Kong fights right, in my opinion. They got them right in their scope and like how they went down and like what I wanted to see them do. They didn't, you know, handicap any one of them. To me, that's fine. Millie Bobby Brown's a big star. She was in one of the films. She's going to be a big star. You know, we're going to have to deal with her from here on out. And, you know,
they had like a little Goonies thing that went on there.
Yeah, you know, they were playing.
That's the kid. You know who that kid is? I just want to say. You know who that kid is?
He was in Deadpool. No.
Deadpool 2, that kid.
Is that really the kid from Deadpool 2?
He was throwing the fire at him. He was trying to.
Two different characters.
I'm not paying attention to none of these.
Yeah, I thought it was good for what it was, you know. Like, you know, what do I want? You know, it gave me what I wanted.
I agree. I think it was fine. Definitely a solid C+.
Oh, it's a B. It's a B plus for what it is.
I'd give it a curve and be a B. Yeah, get out of my class.
It's not terms of endearment. You know, I'm not watching this and being like, you know, I want to see, you know, this is not, you know, I don't want to see Denzel in Flight.
All right.
I just want to see monsters crashing into buildings.
Joey, on the fight alone, what do you give it?
The fight, I give it a B. I didn't like how they beat Mecha Godzilla. Like, all it took was for them to drop old boy's, like, alcohol that his, like, you know, dead wife gave him.
Yeah.
Like, on the thing. Like, that was it. And I mean, because Mega Godzilla was getting in that ass.
It was getting. They were getting to the length, you know, the length that they had to cut the movie, so they had to, you know.
That was the wackest part to be in Mega Godzilla, because I mean,
it's like in wrestling when they write themselves into a hole and they're like, okay, we just need that you just got to win, you know,
right.
That's gonna happen and that's it.
But yeah,
like you guys are gonna team up.
Yeah.
This is the wrestling match. You're going to team up. You're going to take this person.
Yeah. The person's going to come out from the backstage.
Going to take the chair.
Trip the person up, hit you with the chair. That's it.
I give it a message. Thing about a C.
The message is that Hennessy kills. That was the message.
Hennessy does kill.
Hennessy kills, man. Kill.
Let's get into something where there's a lot of killing going on all the time. Invincible. Have you guys caught up, Joey?
I have yet to watch. I was contemplating yesterday. Right.
Literally killing me.
I'm Michaela, an episode behind.
You're episode behind?
I know.
You're missing the best episode. Well, I guess we can't spoil it then.
Honestly, I can't. It's hard for me to watch the next episode because some of the high school drama, yeah. I can't stand it.
Why?
I can't stand it. I hate high school shows.
Okay.
I hate.
Yeah, that's
like,
probably
I'm
not for you, though, because it's doing a lot of that.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, is he with this girl? Is he with that girl? I'm like, I don't care. I don't care. I want to know if they find out if Omni-Man killed the other superheroes. That's all I care about.
Really?
I'm with you on that, Michaela. Like the high school stuff.
That's funny.
The high school stuff, I'm definitely with you in. As you can see, we are chopping up a body in my house. I don't know if you guys can hear
that. Like, no respect that you live right now.
Yeah.
That's okay.
But the last episode, without spoiling it, I watched it 3 times.
It was good.
It was that good.
Okay.
It was good. It was good, but it was also like, yo, wait a minute. Wait, what's going on in this fight scene? Like, wait a minute. What's happening here? Is someone watching and you had to go back and watch it to break down the fight scenes?
Yeah. And it's definitely
in fight scene that's killer.
Yeah. It's one of the most brutal episodes.
I'm watching
as far as brutality. Yeah.
It's one of those, like, I would compare it to, like, you know how Game of Thrones would have, like, the episode before the very last episode was the best episode? That's what this one felt like. This is like, okay, this is like the Battle of the Bastards.
Yeah, yeah.
So basically every hero they've introduced fights in this one.
Almost
every hero. Except for Omni-Man.
Yeah.
But
I was kind of expecting, like, to come out, like, as the savior, you know?
Yeah,
and
well, don't spoil it for us. Look at these people.
No,
he can spoil that.
No, we're gonna be good.
Yeah.
But definitely,
Joey, you need to watch
it definitely is a world building episode too. It expands a little bit more on the invincible world and the underworld too of invincible world.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So it's.
I mean,
it
we
was
saw
very,
that coming with the last.
It was
episode
a very very interesting episode.
Yeah.
And a lot of implications, especially the wait for the cutscene at the end. That was an interesting little tidbit cutscene there at the end after the beginning credits or whatever.
Listen,
probably some of the best TV is out right now.
What I will say about, I thought you just jinxed it because you said that about Attack on Titan, and then Attack on Titan became, you know, Days of Our Lives all of a sudden.
But that's a Japanese thing, man. They do that. They get melodramatic, you know?
Yo, listen, their version, I haven't liked any of the Hellboy films. Their version of Hellboy is better than all of the versions of Hellboy. I'll say that.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. All right. I think we hit all the notes for the show, man. I think it's going to wrap it up for call it a day today. Thank you so much for everyone checking us out on the live show here on Checkpoint XP. Of course, you're always welcome to chime in the chat room and talk about whatever you want to, and we'll talk about here, chop it up here on the show.
Before we go, can you say Kevin Feige's name real quick for me?
Kevin Feige?
That's all you have to do every time.
He's not reading it, though.
It's amazing.
It's because when I'm reading it, I want to say Kevin Feige.
Kevin Feige.
Sorry. Joey, let them know how they can catch up with you, follow you, all that good stuff.
Yeah, follow me on the gram and Twitter at Joey Franchise. I'm also on Twitch under Joey Franchise as well. Catch me on Wild 94.1 Monday through Friday, 7 to midnight. Wild 94.1 app is available to download on App Store, so tap in with the kid.
You forgot to say with a Z.
Oh, yeah, Franchise with a Z.
Michaela.
You can follow me on Instagram at MikaFig and on YouTube at Adult Adventure Time.
Mr. Tarek Lewis.
The Tarek Lewis on YouTube, and my name is Tarek on Instagram.
You can follow me at DJ Speedy JR, all the socials. I game as well, Speedy Junior Gaming on Facebook, and of course on the Twitch is at DJ Speedy JR. See you guys. Follow us, Geek Culture Congress, 3 words on Facebook, put all together for Instagram. Have a good one, guys, and make sure you follow the podcast too, man. Give us a comment, give us a like, even if you don't like us, put something there, because that just makes us be more discoverable, okay? Thank you. That's a good one, guys. See you next time. 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We do it live here on Checkpoint XP. If you're watching the replay of this, on I scheduled this to replay on Thursdays at 8 p.m. And that comes out on the Facebook page and the YouTube channel and some other channels there that I have hidden. So if you're watching this on Thursday, check us out on Monday. We'll do this live, 6 p.m. on the Checkpoint XP Twitch channel. See you guys. Have a good one.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.